Do you ever find it challenging to manage your emotions? Have you ever said something in the heat of the moment that you didn't mean to say? Or do you often struggle to connect with others on a deeper level? Well, in this video, I want to talk to you about how to understand and communicate your emotions more effectively so that you can build meaningful relationships and achieve things that you never thought were possible in your life. You ready? Let's go. You're listening to the Grind and Gratitude Show. I am Danny Stone, and I've dedicated my entire life to helping people win. Win in their careers, win in their businesses, and win in their lives. This podcast is going to help you get on your grind and hustle to create the life that you love and walk in gratitude along the journey. Each episode, I'll teach you tools and tactics and bring you conversations with experts that will help you turn your passion into a thriving online business. Life isn't about wishing for something greater. It's about making it happen. There's something special about you. Grind until you find it. Be grateful when you get it. Welcome back. Picture this. You're in the midst of a heated argument with a loved one. Your emotions are running high, and before you know it, things escalate till a full-blown argument and conflict, and you say something that you immediately regret, something that you realize you can never take back. Does this sound familiar? Well, this happens to so many of us. We have to learn to control our emotions, but we just don't know how. Well, there are ways that we can control our emotions, understand our emotions, and understand how other people may perceive us. We've all been there. But here's the thing. You can understand your emotions and you can learn how to manage your emotions so that you don't blurt out things that you don't regret. So there's good news. The good news is that by learning how to hone your emotions, we call it emotional intelligence. By developing an emotional intelligence, it helps you in so many areas of your life. Now, look, maybe you heard about IQ. A lot of us have heard of IQ. IQ is called your intellectual intelligence. It's the ability to measure how you reason and how you solve problems. See, a lot of people think intellectual intelligence or IQ is very, very important. But here's the thing. EQ, emotional intelligence, is a way better indicator of how much success and joy and loving relationships you'll have in your life. So when you learn how to understand your emotions, how to communicate, how you're perceived by other people, how to empathize with other people, it puts you in a better place to build loving, lasting relationships in your business, in your career, in your personal life. And you become a better leader because you learn how to regulate your emotions. You learn how to understand what other people may be feeling so that you can provide them what they need in terms of your leadership. It's your ability to understand and measure your emotions so that you can manage your emotions. So let's talk a little bit about what emotional intelligence is on a deeper level and why it's important to you. Emotional intelligence is really about your ability to understand, to use, to manage your emotions so you can relieve stress, so you can communicate more effectively, so you can empathize with other people, and it helps you to diffuse conflict. It's important because it helps you to determine the quality of your relationships, your emotional well-being, and your level of success. And when you have an awareness of your emotions, then you're able to kind of control your responses and you can understand other people's emotions and their responses. So when you have low EQ or low emotional intelligence, you probably struggle with understanding your emotions. You can't communicate how you're feeling. You're stressed. You're overwhelmed. And maybe you overreact to situations because you don't know how to communicate and understand your emotions. So let me know if you can relate to any of these situations. I struggle with anger management and it costs me friendships and job opportunities. Can you relate? I always feel disconnected from my family and my friends because I can't express myself emotionally, or I have a difficult time empathizing with others and how they're feeling. So some of these things are common denominators when it comes to not understanding and not being able to manage your emotions. But here's the good thing. It's very easy to start to learn how to understand and manage your emotions and empathize with other people. Here's three things I want to talk to you about, right? The first one is having emotional awareness. Emotional awareness is really about discovering the power of understanding your emotions. What are the triggers? What are the things that set you off? What are the things that make you angry, get you upset, make you sad? Understanding your emotions so that you're not impulsive. And what that means is you have to sit with yourself. You have to think of situations that you've been in arguments. Think of situations when you had conflict. What happened in those situations? What were the triggers? What were the things that were said or done that made you react in a way that wasn't positive? You have to sit down and think about that. And so what you can do is take out a pen and paper and think about an argument that you've had at work or a disagreement that you've had with somebody in your personal life, in your business, in your career. What happened? What was the conversation? What was the trigger that made you react in a very negative way? What was the thing that the person said? Was it their tone of voice? Was it what they said? So you have to know these things so that you can start to work through them. You need an awareness of your emotions and the things that trigger these negative emotions. So that's the first thing that you have to do. Get an awareness about how you're feeling, especially if it's a low vibration feeling. Understand those emotions. See, I remember when I was working in the corporate world, and one of my coworkers, she was very negative. And a lot of people knew it. That's why a lot of people didn't really want to work with her. They didn't want to work on projects with her because she was a very negative person. She would always talk about what's not working. She would always complain about things, and she would never have solutions. And I remember her and I having this conversation one time about a project. And as soon as we sat down and she opened her mouth, it was very negative. Well, Danny, this isn't going to work and blah, blah, blah. And I just reacted and I kind of snapped at her and I said, look, why are you so negative? You got to stop being like this. We're trying to do something positive and you're always so negative. And I just kind of just flew off the handle and I caught myself and I was like, felt in my body. I was like, why am I so reactive to this person? Yes, she was negative, but I could have handled it a different way. And so I realized during that conversation, I apologized to her and I said, look, I'm sorry to snap at you. I think we can figure this out. And I kind of smoothed it over. But afterwards, I thought about what was it that really made me react the way that I did? Was it her? Was it her tone? Was it her energy? And I thought about it, and it was a couple of different things. And so I had to be aware of that so that I wasn't in that situation again. I had to learn that if somebody comes at me with a lot of negativity and a really harsh tone, that there's ways for me to kind of combat that, to de-escalate them, to get them focused. And so that's what I'm talking about. When you have emotional intelligence, you're not always reactive, right? But you got to be aware. And it started with me being aware in that situation. And once I had that awareness, once I went back and replayed the conversation in my mind, I realized what my triggers were and how to kind of better manage those triggers when they came up again. And so maybe you have to do the same thing. Maybe you have to identify certain people that trigger you, certain things that people say, certain words or the tone. Understand it so that you can build tools to help you to manage your emotions when you respond in those situations. That's the very first thing that you can do. Tip number two is all about perception awareness. It's being able to understand how you are perceived by other people. See, you need to understand if people see you as someone who's confident, competent, someone who they want to be around or not. And for many of us, we have blinders to that. We don't understand how other people perceive us. We don't know if people see us as self-centered in our jobs, in our business, in our relationship. We don't know if people see us as incompetent. We don't know if people don't want to be around us. So having that understanding of how other people perceive you is very important. And so how do you do that? Well, one, you can ask them. Ask people, How do you feel about me? Do you think I'm somebody who's competent? Do I seem like a good communicator? Am I a good listener? Ask people. The other thing you can do is, if you don't have that relationship with people, is pay attention to their body language. Are they leaning into what you're saying? Are they paying attention? Are they nodding? Are they with you? Or are they disconnected from what you're saying? When you talk, are they distracted? Are they looking other places? Are they not engaged in the conversation? Pay attention to how other people react to you, and that'll help you with your perception of how they perceive you, because that can take you a long way in terms of building lasting, meaningful personal relationships and business relationships. Tip number 3 is all about emotion management. You need to equip yourself with the tools to effectively manage your emotions in any situation. So practicing mindfulness strategies, doing things like learning how to breathe, learning how to count to 10 before you respond. These are all tools that are going to help you to manage your emotions and manage your response when you're triggered with emotion. The other thing you can do is, when you start your day, are you starting with meditation? Are you starting with affirmations? Are you starting with gratitude and journaling? Because when you start your day with these things, they're going to help you to manage and regulate your emotions throughout the day. These are things that you really have to learn to do so that you don't just react when people are speaking to you in a way that you just get emotionally charged. Learning to manage your emotions is a skill that you can develop, and it's a very important skill to develop in your career, in your personal life, in your business, because you don't want to overreact to situations and people when you feel triggered or based on your emotion. So make sure that you develop that skill, and you'll see your career, your business, your relationships go to a whole nother level. See, emotional intelligence is a skill that we can all develop, because when you learn to develop a higher emotional intelligence, you're creating a better life of well-being for yourself. More peace, more calm, more clarity. You're strengthening those relationships. You have the ability to navigate problems and situations. So when you're able to manage your emotions, when you're able to understand how other people perceive you, to make it through challenging conversations, all of these things are going to help you in your life. They're going to help you in your career. They're going to help you in your business. They're going to help you in your personal life. They're going to help you in your overall well-being and your overall goals and your overall manifestation of your dreams. So lock in on your emotional intelligence. Think about how you perceive yourself. Think about how you manage emotions. Think about how other people perceive you. Think about how emotions play a big role in the way that you react to things. And sit down and do some of these activities, and it's really going to help you to manage your emotions. And when you're able to manage your emotions, you'll be able to manage your life. Thanks so much for being my co-host on this episode of the Grind and Gratitude Show. I really appreciate you. I hope that you learned something and you're motivated to take action and get on your grind. Didn't that go by fast? If you want more, head over to grindandgratitude.com for show notes and more information about this episode. If you enjoyed this episode, please go to iTunes and subscribe and leave a rating so more people will tune in. And let me say this, there's something special about you. Grind until you find it. Be grateful when you get it.